It's 4:15 here at KLQP-FM.
I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
Good afternoon, everybody. Paul Ramo here, broadcasting live from Madison Mercantile with Chris Shelstead.
Yay, and this is one of my favorite days of the month. I get to see Paul more than once a month, but this is my favorite day because he gets to, you know, give all his attention to me for 15 whole minutes.
That's right. We get 15 minutes together, Chris.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
Yeah, this has been a kind of a gloomy Monday. A lot of good stuff planned. I'm excited to get going on 2026.
All right. Well, before we start 2026, how'd you get through the holidays okay?
Yes. You know, we were just talking about lots of people got sick, lots of people were traveling, the weather got in the way now and then, but everything was toasty warm in here in the Merck. You know, every year we think, we should do this or we should do that, and then the next year rolls around and we forget. So we did a really good sort of a roll-up of the whole year, what worked, what didn't work, what we want to try to do next year, what we want to say, let's not do that again. You know, there's some things we tried that were like, yeah, no, that didn't work. But on that note, I'd love to get some input from everybody. If they were here or any time this past year, or if you had an idea with you know, gee, I wish the Merck would do this, or I wish their hours were that, or I wish they served this, you know, just please let us know. Because we're in the mode to make some changes, and we're in the mode to try some new stuff.
Good. I had a couple of friends from out in Pennsylvania visit here. They've never been here before, and they absolutely love this place, Chris. They couldn't stop talking about
that. Is awesome. That's good to hear, Paul. And that's the best thing about the holidays, any holiday, but the Christmas season in particular. There's so many family members here, and sometimes I only see them once a year, and everything changes, you know. They come in and they're like, whoa, wait a minute, this is totally different than last year. So we like to change it up, and we love to see those families coming back over the holidays. And every once in a while, we find somebody that's just moved to town, and we can help them feel like this is home.
Yep, you've turned it into a community gathering place.
Hey, that was the point.
For everyone.
Yes.
All right, tell us what's happening. What's coming up here at the Merck?
Well, I tell you, we are trying to get ahead of the calendar. You know, it seems like you start planning things and then you get boggled down in the details. We're trying to get our first 6 months of the year really planned out. What music we're going to have, what art's going to be in the gallery, things like that. But some of the new things we're doing, you know, we've had this community caregiver coffee on Wednesdays for the past couple of years. We're kind of changing that up, and it's not a caregiver support group anymore. It's just a Community Cares Coffee Hour every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And we're going to have a different topic each week. There'll be an educational topic, an art topic, a local topic, and then maybe just a week where we just have coffee. We don't have to think too much.
Right.
So that's Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, and I put that out there because there's a lot of people, you know, who suffer through the winter being kind of lonely, stuck in their houses. And so if you know somebody, a neighbor, a friend, a relative, whatever, who doesn't get out much, 1 o'clock on Wednesdays is sort of that time when you know there's going to be something going on, a very easy group to join. Men or women, doesn't matter, all ages. It's a good time to come out and meet your neighbors. If you're new to town or if you just feel like you need to get out of the house and connect, that's Wednesdays at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And the topics, as we get the topics, we'll try to publish them in the paper and on our Facebook page, but it doesn't really matter. It's going to be something interesting no matter what.
All right. 1 o'clock on Wednesdays.
Yep. Come on down for coffee. Now, there's other coffee groups that meet here all the time. You know, there's a group of ladies who come on 10 o'clock on Tuesdays. There's a group of St. John's ladies who come and play card games on Tuesday afternoons. There's a Chuck's card game, you know, Chuck
yep.
Borman's card game. Wednesdays and Fridays. I don't think he's going to let you in, though. They're full.
Okay.
But you can come and start your own card game. Puzzles have been a big thing the last couple weeks.
I see a big one to my left here on this table.
Yep. So we start the puzzles. We get the easy parts done, and then we wait for somebody to show up to finish them. Because that one's too hard over there. So, yeah, just grab a puzzle or sit down if you see one. And it's just kind of a nice time to get away, meet somebody new, or just sit by yourself, work on a puzzle. It really can be relaxing.
Yep, good.
So we're doing that kind of thing. And we'd love to add more groups. We've got Bible studies that Pastor Roy and Pastor Don do on Thursdays. There's other groups that have wanted to form to do whatever it is they want to do, whether it's a sing-along group or a music group or another card game or whatever. Just let us know. We're happy to
I'm going to put a plug in for when I come. It's a social media group. It's open to everyone. If you own a business, you want to know how to improve your business using social media, there's a few of us that gather around here on the third Wednesday of the month at noon. And we come here, have lunch, and it's very informal social media gathering just to learn from each other. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and one of the things we're going to kick off a little more strongly this year is our small business assistance, small business meetups. We started this a couple years ago, and it turned into some great ideas, but we're going to get more formal about it this year. I think it's the third Tuesday of every month, but check me on that. It'll be in the paper.
Okay.
But small business meetup, basically, if you are a small business, you're thinking about starting a business, you're thinking about an idea you have, if you want to meet up with some folks and kind of talk about how you might be able to get this off the ground. You need a little support with a business plan or maybe figure out how to plug into some resources. So small business meetups, and we're going to have a couple of quarterly visits from the Small Business Development Center, SBDC, to come in and sit down with folks and help them do their business plans and things like that, because we know that there's a ton of great ideas. There's a ton of needs out here. How can we match some entrepreneur with the need that the community needs, and how can we get them resourced so they can get their dream off the ground?
Awesome. Great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast. I can't wait for that. Same stuff, making you a good cup of coffee and having a scone, and we've been having soup for lunch. We just make one soup. If you don't like it, come back the next day.
Yep.
No, I'm kidding. And we
I haven't been disappointed in your soup at all.
Yeah, I gotta say, Kim has really pulled out some really good soups. Today's broccoli cheese was really yummy too. So we're just trying that, and we do want to expand into bigger lunch options. I had a great meeting today with a young lady that wants to start doing sandwiches.
Oh.
And maybe some really good breakfast sandwiches as well. We do some basic scones and breakfast sandwiches, but she wants to kick it up another notch.
So, nice.
Yeah, so hopefully she can start coming in and doing those kind of things. Again, if there's something the community wants, a grab-and-go salad, something like that, or a nice fresh sandwich made with local ingredients, let us know. We're building our new kitchen. I know I've been saying that for about a year, haven't I, Paul? Electricians and plumbers and equipment.
You're getting there, though.
We are getting there. And once that kitchen is fully built, we can kick off all sorts of great food entrepreneurs.
All right. That's exciting.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff. Oh, one other thing that we're kicking off. We got a grant a few months ago from Old National Bank. And the grant is to help people stay safe in their own homes.
Mm.
So we are calling it our Fix It Friday program. If you're an older person or a person of, you know, less means than
my
than
age.
Some, or maybe you don't want to get up on that ladder anymore, right?
Yeah.
You can give us a jingle and see if it's a project that might fit. On Fridays, we're gonna try to go out and do projects in the community for people who need them.
Oh.
And it will be smaller projects like putting up a railing, changing all the light bulbs, doing those kind of small projects that and just maybe you need a hand with. So,
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast.
I can see that as a need in our community.
Yeah, I mean, we have great handymen. They're very busy.
Yep.
And if you just need a small thing done, maybe you hesitate to make the call. But this is a way that you could, you know, let me know your neighbor needs something done or something like that.
Right.
So look for an article in the paper maybe next week about that whole program.
Good.
Yeah. Pretty exciting.
All right. Hey, this is breaking news. I just want to, can I just talk for a second?
Go for it, Paul.
This is, Chris hasn't mentioned this publicly yet, so this is breaking news right here on Q92. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so exciting. Turn your radio up so you can hear.
Well, I have mentioned it around the community, but we haven't made an official announcement about this. So I asked Paul if we can make the official announcement today on the radio. Everybody is familiar with the Prairie Arts Center, the beautiful old church that many of us grew up going to plays in and being in plays in, and that the city owned, that Wayne Borstead fixed up so beautifully lately. He has generously gifted that. Exciting. What that does for the town is it keeps that venue in use, right? We still have that beautiful church, the great acoustics. for theater and everything. The Lac-a-Parle Players are still the primary people that are going to be doing things in that building. We're just going to be the new landlord. And as that, we can be supportive of what the Lac-a-Parle Players does, and then also bring in other groups and more funding and more resources. So we are really excited. We're going to do a few things like a Battle of the Bands and a Halloween haunted house. And
great
hey,
idea.
Hey, it's a church. Maybe we can have some weddings in there.
There you go.
Don't wedding look at me. Venue. Don't look at me. Yeah.
Don't look at you.
Yeah, right. But it's I just really want to publicly thank Wayne Borsted for all of the work he did, not just on that building, but in so many places throughout town. It is just amazing what kind of resources and love and passion and work he's put into these buildings, and it's really changed the face of the town. And between Wayne and the city, it was an easy choice for our board to accept that gift.
Awesome. Good. That is exciting news.
It is.
And, boy, can't see where it goes from here.
Yes. Well, one thing I will tell you is we're going to do something big in there during Dragon Fest.
Okay.
Okay. So it'll be a good time. I'm excited. I spent a lot of time in that building in high school. It was my...
So did I.
Yep. Yep. A lot of us did.
Trivia question. I was the first high school play on that stage.
You were?
Yep.
Nice.
Father Knows Best.
Great.
Yeah, Father Knows Best was the play, I believe.
I made my high school debut on that play, on that stage as well. Well, you know, it was started 52 years ago by Carol Bly and some of the other citizens in town who started the Prairie Arts Cultural Committee, and they lobbied the city to let them use that building, and they did the initial cleanup, and a couple of the things they did 52 years ago in that building, we're going to try to recreate some of the plays they did, some of the soap opera, things like that. But Carol Bly was instrumental in getting that building going, and Bridget Bly is on our board, and she's really excited to be part of the rebirth of the next generation of something her mother started. So,
all right.
So it's really, really lovely. And again, let us know what you need. Let us
all
know
right.
What we can do for you there.
Well, Chris, so when you first came back to Madison, you just wanted to open up a small coffee shop, and now look where you're at.
Well, you know, it's...
this place and now the Prairie Arts Center.
Well, you know, it wasn't me that did that. That was all Wayne. That was all Wayne.
Yep.
We just accepted a gift. So I'm excited about that. Hey, Paul, you can get it back up on that stage now.
I can.
Okay.
Oh, at the Prairie Arts Center?
Yes.
Oh, you have to twist my arm pretty hard.
Oh, I don't know. We could write a part for you. You guys, everybody, don't you want to see Paul up there again? Best Actor 2026.
Yep. I did a little college theater too, you know.
Okay.
But
well,
I haven't done them for a long time.
Well, now's the time.
What's going on at the Arts Center?
So in the gallery, we had the Christmas pop-up shops.
Got a couple
shops.
Minutes here.
Okay, we did the Christmas pop-up shops, which were a lot of fun, but we've cleared all that out now. It's a bunch of blank walls right now, but we're finally doing something I've wanted to do for years. We are going to take the Foundry casting plates that we got from the old Foundry, and we're going to hang a bunch of them in there, and then we're going to invite a number of artists to come in and claim one of them, and then we'll give them 6 months to turn that pattern casting plate into a piece of art.
Wow.
And then we'll come back in six or seven months and have a show of what they've done. And then we'll have an auction, a fundraiser by auctioning off those pieces of art.
That is a brilliant idea.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome.
These things are beautiful in and of themselves, but I'm excited to see what different artists and different medium and different styles will do with them.
My dad and my two uncles were alive, Chris. They wouldn't believe what you just said about using the patterns from the Foundry.
The patterns are art, and we're going to turn them into even better art.
Right.
So thank you to your relatives for making it happen.
All right. Chris, thanks for another coffee at the Merc. We got people coming in here, and I tell you what, just have a great month here.
Yeah,
Chris.
It's great. We got somebody coming in to practice piano, I think, to get a cup of coffee.
There
so that's
you go.
Great. It'll be a great month. We got some great music coming up. Stay tuned for that.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Paul. See you later.
Yeah, Chris Shelstead with another coffee at the Merc. Thanks for listening.